Thank you for giving me the floor, Madam Cocair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Indonesia is of the view that criminal justice approach and law enforcement to address illicit drug trafficking remains highly important. Illicit drug trafficking has become a multi-billion dollar business, and its linkage to other transnational organized crime are well documented. One of the related transnational crime that has been the focus for Indonesia is money laundering. The Indonesian Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center, our National Financial Intelligence Unit, has undertaken national risk assessment and identified drug crimes as a high-risk crime, together with corruption and tax crimes. Three main money operandi used by drug traffickers to launder the proceeds from their crime are cash smuggling, exploitation of alternative remittance system, and caucus moving, which is the use of money transfer service for Indonesian workers abroad to cover drug money transfers. Indonesia has adopted zero tolerance policy in addressing these drug-related crimes. Consequently, Indonesia has taken strict law enforcement measures against drug traffickers and drug-related criminals. Based on our experience, some measures are key in addressing this problem. Firstly, there is a need to strengthen exchange of information at national level among related agencies to combat money laundering related to drug crimes. Cooperation among financial intelligence units of different countries is also equally important in this area. Countries need to provide widest possible cooperation in mutual legal assistance, extradition, and return of asset gain from drug-related crimes. Secondly, the linkage between corruption and drug use need to be tackled in the most serious manner. Recently, the Indonesian government has undertaken several strong measures to crack down networks of drug dealers operating inside prisons aided by corrupt warrants. The Indonesian government has also brought to justice military and police officers involved in drug trafficking. Third, the diversion of precursor chemicals used to illicitly manufacture drugs is also part of the problem. In this regard, since 2011, Indonesia has participated in the pre-export notification online coordinated by the INCB. Lastly, the increasing availability and transnational movement of new psychoactive substances has caused an alarming effect. Many countries still lack legislative, regulatory, and administrative capacities to respond to NPS. Taking this into account, we would like to call stronger international cooperation in combating NPS. Thank you.